You are still listening to WRCT 88.3 FM Pittsburgh. This is for the band Trest from Germany. There's been a re-release of their full length and an EP on Amor Fati Productions. That was the track De Beres from the release Ordalium. Before that, you heard Class Traitor from a release called Calving. Sivorous Stygian Obsession have a split. You heard Sivorous's Forms of Decrepit Brilliance. And start off that set with Hersker from Denmark, a new album called Befange to something. Not sure how to pronounce that. It's got weird letters in it. Anyway, Tartan Inc. joins you in supporting WRCT. Tartan Inc. is a full-service copy print shop conveniently located in University Cohen Center on Carnegie Mellon University campus. Services provided by the Copy Center include black, white, and color copies, single and double-sided copying, assortment of colored and textured papers, including cover stock specialty paper such as gloss paper, resume quality paper, as well as large format poster paper. They also offer binding and finishing options that include cutting, lamination, folding, padding, stapling, tape binding, thermal binding, collating, comb binding, and coil binding, as well as being an authorized ship and drop off or UPS shipping. For more information, visit the website at cmu.edu/tartaninc or call 412-268-4828. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. This is a track by a band called Idol of Fear. All right, we're about 3/4 of the way through the show. Be up to 9 this evening. You just heard Sidious from an album entitled Blackest Insurrection. That was the track Jewel of the Hadean Crown. Burial Rot before that, with one of those O's with an X through it. I don't know how to pronounce that differently. I don't know. With the track Sins of a Generation. That's from a 2-song demo, I believe. Salamoth before that from Stasis Cocoon. And you heard Idol of Fear from a new album coming out in March called Trespasser. All right, like I said, I'll be on until 9 o'clock this evening. Roadhouse Cinema joins you in supporting WRCT. Roadhouse Cinema is a single-screen theater in historic Lawrenceville neighborhood of Pittsburgh. Each week they choose a new movie theme showing classic, cult, foreign animation, fun, and fascinating films in a magical setting. Concession stand features natural popcorn with real butter, craft beer, and vegan options. Roadhouse Cinema is located at 4115 Butler Street in Lawrenceville. For more information, visit the website at roadhousecinema.com or call 412-904-3225. All right. Got another half hour to go. Can you take it?
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
All right, you just heard a band called Stan Garigal. They feature at least one member from Malokar Patan from Slovakia. New release. It's really good. Anyway, before that, Illumination from Brazil from a release called Worship Death More Than Life. Ultra Silvum with The Sanctity of Death. And In Aphelion from a new release called Morbin was the beginning of that set. One more track by Dakma from Blessings of Amardad. Before I do that, during these uncertain times, people need organ transplants, need your help more than ever. There's lots of social networking sites, but one saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Linking organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most waiting for kidneys. If you consider becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life, matchingdonors.com. All right, it's been another show of TV Without a Human Name. Be back next week, 7 to 9, only here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
After the announcements, it'll be time for an hour of bluegrass with the Black Diamond Show here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card.
Depose from the faint. Do you think I'm hot? You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Well, if you've not been paying attention to the news for the last 20 or so hours, closer to 24 now, Vladimir Putin's Russia has started an invasion of Ukraine. And this is, I mean, listen, you know, at a certain point, when you see 190,000 troops massing at the border and you understand that it really is starting to not make sense merely as a posturing exercise, what Putin is doing, you start to consider this might be the precursor to some kind of an invasion. And almost exactly as predicted by many, Vladimir Putin creating a pretext for that invasion, using all sorts of fluffy language like peacekeeping to justify that invasion, doing it slowly. But a slow invasion is still an invasion. And that's what we have going on. Stock markets around the world, very rattled in anticipation of what may be very erratic energy prices, further supply chain delays, and all of the economic sequelae we will talk about once we get a sense of what the scope of this is going to be. But for the time being, sort of following the Georgia playbook, that's not Atlanta, Georgia, where Marjorie Taylor Greene is from. I'm talking about the country of Georgia. And possibly all of this meant to goad Ukraine into an overreaction to provide an even bigger pretext for a larger scale conflict. So let's kind of talk through what is going on. Yesterday, let me back up even. There are what we might call separatists in Ukraine. Separatist meaning they don't want to be part of Ukraine. They want to be part of Russia. Okay. Two of the regions in which there are such separatists are regions, and I'm going to do my best with the pronunciation here, the Donetsk region and the Luhansk region. These are on eastern Ukraine. You can pull it up on Google Maps and sort of take a look at where these are. So what Vladimir Putin did early yesterday, or actually it was early in the U.S., it was already kind of in the afternoon in Russia and Ukraine, is recognize those legitimately recognize those areas as independent. So Putin is saying, okay, it's part of Ukraine. Donetsk is part of Ukraine. Luhansk is part of Ukraine. But there are separatists there who, quote, really are Russian. They speak the language. They want to be part of Russia. So we're going to say those are independent regions, not Ukrainian regions. Now, if you're Ukraine, you say, wait, hold on. It's part of the country. It's Ukraine. But Putin says, no, those are independent regions. He then, hours later, after some mild sanctions were imposed by the EU and the United States on Putin for doing this, hours later, and really the sanctions were imposed on those regions rather than on what we might consider Russia proper, Putin says, hey, are the separatists in those, quote, independent areas that I've recognized, they are under attack. So we need to go in and send in peacekeeping forces into that area. It's the Putin playbook, hook, line, and sinker. And there shouldn't really be anything surprising about it. This is what he was signaling for a long time. This is what various foreign policy analysts and experts were saying could be done for a long time. Some kind of pretext to then send in troops, but, you know, they call them peacekeeping. But it doesn't matter how slow it is. It doesn't matter if you say you're there to keep the peace. It is still fundamentally an invasion. We have video where you see tanks rolling down the road. This was yesterday, shortly after this announcement was made. And of course, the question now is, to what degree is this going to escalate or grow? Now, there are some people who we'll talk about in a little bit who are really going out of their way to sort of defend and normalize what Russia is doing. And you can be against American involvement.